Welcome to the New to Cooking Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we create a safe place to go. I have no idea what I'm doing in the kitchen, and realize that when you try something new in the kitchen, you're either going to get a really great meal or a really good story. It is November as I record this. I live in Ohio in the U.S., and that means it's going to get cold. We had some really weird, unseasonably warm weather where it was 50 degrees Fahrenheit, but as I look at my watch right now, it's 43, and we're supposed to get snow in a few days, and that's pretty typical for November in Ohio. And I'm not sure why, but I guess in the winter, people love to eat soup. And soup is okay. Soup for me isn't that filling. So I was looking to make some sort of beef vegetable concoction. Not so much stew, although stew would have been great. So what I did is I went to Walmart. I got about a pound of prepackaged cut meat. So that saved me some time. It was like $6 for that. I bought a package, and this was over with like the seasonings and stuff. A packet called McCormick's Slow Cookers Hearty Beef Stew. And I went over to the frozen aisle and bought a bag of just generic Walmart brand mixed vegetables. And the beauty of this is I got home and grabbed a nonstick kind of skillet, browned the stew meat. I grabbed my slow cooker, I'll talk about that in a minute, and threw the frozen vegetables into it because as it simmers for, you know, probably a couple hours, those will cook. And right after this, I'll tell you how I kind of botched this particular recipe and how we're going to learn to always read the directions. New to cookingshow.com/Tavola is the website you want to go to. I'm talking about the Tavola Smart Oven. I have one and it's great. There's no more preheating, so it's going to speed things up. You scan a grocery's barcode and it cooks the food perfectly. So that Pop-Tart, that Gino's pizza roll, whatever you're doing, and you can also order their food, and the food can be as inexpensive as $11.99 a meal. Now, the last time I went to Chipotle, it was basically $11. And there's no driving, there's no shopping, and it's great tasting food. The beauty of this is you can get $100 off the oven right now by going to newtocookingshow.com/Tavola. That's T-O-V-A-L-A. And you have 100 days to try it out. If you don't like it, you can return it for free. It's amazing. There are multiple cooking modes. You can actually steam things, broil it, all sorts of things. Baking, it's all there, preheating. And there's a smart app. You can tie it into your Wi-Fi. It's amazing. Check out the video and save $100 by going to newtocookingshow.com/Tavola. So as I always say, you'll either get a great meal or a great story. And for the record, I didn't ruin this meal, but I turn it over and on the back of the packet, it says slow cooker directions. And it says, place the beef and vegetables in a slow cooker, mix the seasoning, mix and water in the bowl. And I'm like, well, that's weird. It doesn't say how much water. And then cook for 8 hours on low for 4 hours. For best results, do not remove cover during the cooking. Well, I will be doing that because, well, that, I'm like, that's really weird. And I threw the packet down and I was like, well, this is going to be in the slow cooker for a while. I know some of that is going to evaporate. When you think about it, if you have the lid on, it really doesn't evaporate, but I will be cooking it with the lid open maybe. And went to town and I guessed, I'm like, let's go 3 cups because I wanted it to kind of somewhat fill up the slow cooker. I have a smaller slow cooker. I'll talk about that here in a second. And went to town. Now, the good news is this took about 10 minutes to prepare. And as I sit here, it's making my house smell really, really good. But then I went back later and I was like, that's really weird because I don't know if I have too much water, not enough water, whatever. And I went back and looked at the packet. In fact, I actually dug it out of the trash. And it says right there at the top of the bag, you know, it's got your nutritional facts. And then it says prep time, 15 minutes, makes, I don't know, X amount of, servings. And it says 1 package of seasoning mix, 2 pounds of stew meat. I think I have one, but that's okay. 5 cups of fresh vegetables. Well, I didn't measure those out, but I just grabbed a bag. And then it says 1 1/3 cups. So I have easily about 3 times as much water in there as expected or needed. So it is going to be a little more soupy than stewy in my case. But the thing about this is if you didn't know this, if you're like me now, if you're feeding a family, you could go to town on this and, you know, double the recipe. They make really large crock pots, and I have one of those, but I live alone. It's just me, myself, and I. And so I wanted a smaller crock pot. And it's interesting because the one I have on the front says crock pot, and it has a low and high setting and a warm setting. And I went out to Amazon to find it, and either they don't make that one anymore. I think it's 2 quarts. It's small. It's enough for basically, because they make them that are really small, like the size of a coffee cup. Not that small. This is like, I think it's 2 quarts. So it's fairly small, kind of made for, hey, this will be good for 1, 2, maybe 3 servings of stuff. And the thing I love about it is they do have typically a glass lid. And what this means is when you're done, you basically spoon out some stew / soup, whatever this is, into a bowl, and you go to town, and then take the actual ceramic part out while you're eating and let it cool down, and then stick it in the fridge. And when you're ready, you basically pull it out, you spoon out some stuff and microwave it, and you're good to go. So it's one last dish to wash until you're actually done. So this was a simple 10-minute meal that's going to last me at least 2 meals, if not 3. And it cost about $10, maybe, if that. So if I get 3 meals out of that, that's $3 a meal. And it's actually somewhat healthy. I'm sure, let me look at the package here. The thing that's going to kill me, yeah, 570 milligrams of sodium in it. But no protein, 3 grams of carbs for this. And of course, that's just the package. Then you get the protein of the meat. But I knew it was going to be high in salt. But it's an easy meal. The bottom line is, though, when you're looking at a recipe, maybe make sure you don't go in going, I wonder how much. Because if it's a good recipe, if it's a good seasoning mix in this case, they probably told you somewhere. But my eyes were drawn right to the middle where it says slow cooker directions. And I didn't see the top box that said, here are the ingredients. So keep that in mind. And for me, I am going to let it simmer for about an hour or two with the lid on, and then I will let it simmer with the lid off and let some of that evaporate a little bit. Hope that helps. Check it out. If it's cold where you are and you're looking for some soup / stew, that's an easy recipe, and I'll have links to everything out in the show notes at newtocookingshow.com. The website is newtocookingshow.com. This show is completely free, but if I saved you some time, if I saved you some money, and you feel like giving back, you can go out to newtocookingshow.com/donate and throw me a shekel, a dollar, a dinero, whatever you got. Thanks so much. And oh, by the way, I think you left a burner on.